Everybody turn with me to page 38.
Yes, you will.
Page 38.
Through my disappointment, strife and discontentment, like my every care on the Lord. No matter what obsession, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock of ages, saved from all the storms that rage is free. From temptations hide me, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock of ages, saved from all the storms that rage, rid not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. Now I'm pressing onward, each step leads me upward. I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close is our relation, firm is its foundation, so on this solid rock I'll stay. I'm standing on the rock of ages, saved from all the storms that rage, rid not from Satan's wages. Standing on the solid rock.
Turn all the way back to page number 7. Page number 7.
Service here at Oak Hill. I did ask God to help us through the allergies, so we're in that season. This morning we walked out and Cindy has a big old Bartlett pear tree in the backyard and it's all bloomed out. The birds were singing. I said, listen, the birds are singing. She said, it's because they're freezing to death. So I guess they're singing to keep themselves warm. I don't know, but It's that time of the year whenever we think it's really going to be nice, and I think we're going to have some 70s this coming up week, a little bit of rain, but spring is in the air, flowers are blooming a little bit. Still a little bit of cold weather coming along, though, but the allergies, they come every year. Seems to get worse, so y'all pray for me and everyone else that's sniffling and hacking around. But it's always good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to see Fred here this morning. Glad he's able to be here with us.
Amen.
And we still got some other folks that are out and about, and some traveling. And I think Jane and Irvin are on the way to Texarkana this morning and their family. And I think Tanner gets out from there next weekend. So hopefully he'll be back with us again here shortly. So we pray to that effect. And so it's all good news. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's a warm, sunny here always, and it's good to see the smiling faces. I look forward to seeing y'all every week. Love coming here. God has blessed me so much. I hope you realize what a great church family we have here.
Amen.
All right, we have a thank you card. It says Oak Hill Congregation. We are thrilled that you were able to donate to Project Prom. We appreciate you and your generosity. Thank you, and God bless you. That's Project Prom Committee for Fountain Lake High School. We're glad to be able to do it, support our local schools. And so thanks for the card. And all right, we have some other announcements, a lot of things coming up. It's fixing to get real busy. So this evening, we have called a special business meeting. The building committee got together and met last week, and we have some things that we need to discuss pertaining to our project that we've been talking about for a while, moving forward with some things. So encourage you to come tonight, 6 o'clock, and we'll talk about all that. If you got questions, maybe we can answer them. Next Sunday morning, March 15th, will be our special offering for Brother Walter. So to help him and his family in their time of need, try to help them through the costs of medical attention is really, well, you know. So that's what will be the 15th. Sunday evening, March 29th, singing in fellowship. So it'll be here that night, 6 o'clock. Keep that in mind. So, April the 4th, churchyard cleaning. That's a Saturday, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we meet up here and clean up and spruce up and take care of some things that need to be done. So I encourage you to come for that. We have a good time up here and get to play in the dirt and all that good stuff. April the 5th, singing at Good Sam's. That'll be the first until something changes. Every month we'll do that on the first Sunday. So this April the 5th will be our first time, 3:30 to 4:30. And if you want to meet up here and take the van, just get together. We'll meet over there and sing for an hour and then come back in time for, I guess, choir practice. And so keep that in mind. Sunday morning, April the 12th, Easter sunrise service. So pay attention to this. This is a whole, they're going to be totally different than what's normal. It's going to be like it was last year, though. Easter sunrise service at the Johnson's home, immediately followed by breakfast at the church. So we'll meet over there. I don't know the exact time. Russell said something. I don't know. We'll get an exact time a little closer. I think we need to try to be over there by 6:30, though. I know that's early. But
sunrise at 6:38, I think you said.
6:30 does come twice a day. So keep that in mind. It's well worth the effort. Then after that, breakfast here at the church. Then immediately after that at 9 o'clock, we'll start our morning worship service. We'll have the same worship service, just starting at 9, Sunday school. Then at 10 will be our preaching service, and then we will dismiss for the day after that. There's a sign-up sheet back there on the back table if you want to come for breakfast. Breakfast last year, we had sausage, bacon, gravy, biscuits, eggs, and coffee. I know, because I think I eat all that stuff. There might have been some more, but it's a good breakfast and it's a good time of fellowship. So if you want to come, just sign up. Church furnishes everything. You no need to bring anything, so we just need to know how much to buy. There's also a sign-up sheet back there for a trip to Texarkana Baptist Children's Home, the orphanage down there. If you've not ever been down there, you want to go, sign up. We'll see how we need to get transportation, van, whatever. We've supported them for years and years here at this church. So if you want to go down there and see what's going on, remember to sign up for that sheet. A nursery attendance this morning, Sam and Donna. Obviously, Miss Donna's not here, so we'll fill in the gaps as needed. Next Sunday, Michelle and Holly. Any other announcements that I miss?
On our breakfast, the Sunday, but I don't know what the date is, but the Sunday before Easter, it'll be the cutoff date for signing up for breakfast, so we can get an idea on what we need to buy for breakfast.
Okay. Just plan on coming, sign the sheet, and be here. That's that simple.
Right?
Okay. All right. Anything
else? That means if they don't intend to be here before then, they better sign up today.
Right.
Sign the sheet on your way out. We'll look forward to seeing you.
I need a picture of that.
Okay. Hey, you might ought to come every Sunday between now and then, because we might decide to change something. You can't ever tell about us.
We might call a special business meeting.
We might do it.
We might just have breakfast anytime.
Yeah. Okay, any other announcements?
Page 262. Good to see everybody out this morning. I just don't think there's any better place to be than right here at Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church this morning. We're going to sing for you this morning. We haven't done this song in about 8 or 9 months, but we're going to do it for you this morning. Beautiful old song that you've heard before. It's I'm Too Near Home to Turn Back Now.
Turn aside. I say, Satan, get behind. No reason.
As most of you know, Brother Sam has been preaching a series of messages for the last 6 weeks or so on the Lord's Prayer. And we have had the opportunity to enjoy that preaching and teaching on the Lord's Prayer. We also got to enjoy, Gisela gave us a rendition of the Lord's Prayer in her native tongue, which is German, which was absolutely beautiful. So, I believe Brother Sam is down to his last message this morning. And Linda and I have not done this song since, well, I'm not going to tell him how old you were. but I think I was a very young teenager. I did this song at a wedding. So it's been quite some time ago because I'm not going to tell you my age either.
Thank you.
But it goes right along with Brother Sam's message on the Lord's Prayer. It's actually titled The Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Sister Linda Gale, for that beautiful rendition of the Lord's Prayer. That was beautiful. All right. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Remember, we started out the year and we continue on with this saying, no matter how much I read and learn, if I never apply it, it's useless. What a true statement that is. Stand with me if you would. We're going to repeat the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Be seated, please. In this series, we've covered a lot of ground. And if you've missed any of it, you can go back to our website, www.oakhillmissionarybaptist. I know that's a long .com, but if you'll type that in there, there's links to the audio and video of the sermons in this series. This is the 10th and the final sermon in this series. More 10 sermons on this one in this series. It sure has flown by. Now, it's been a good series and a good study on learning to pray properly. If you're going to do anything in life, it's always better if you do it properly. My dad taught me from a young age when I was growing up, if anything is worth doing, it's worth doing right. And nothing does that apply any more than in prayer. If you're going to pray, learn to pray effectively. I want to just a little quick review. We're going to be reading out of the book of Jude. You can figure out the chapter as we go along here in just a little bit. Some of you got it. The first sermon in this series, we had an introduction to the Lord's Prayer, and we got started there. We learned to pray properly. That's what we talked about, and it's important that we learn to pray properly, and the Lord's Prayer teaches us to do that. Sometimes I think we need to be reminded of a few things, and sometimes I think we need to be reminded that we can always learn new things when we study God's Word. So this series has taught us that. We started out with that. Then next, we learn to pray to our Father. We pray to God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ. He is our intercessor. We have to learn who to pray to. Hopefully we know that. Then next sermon, the third one, was on which art in heaven. Three heavens mentioned in the Bible. One heaven is here on our atmosphere. That's the first heaven. The second heaven is the stars, the constellations. Third heaven is where God lives. So God resides in heaven right now with those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, who went on before us. One day to be reunited here. Fourth sermon was on Hallowed Be Thy Name. And if you remember, if you heard the sermon, we talked about some of the scribes, or these scribes back in the Old Testament time, revered the word or the name Jehovah so much that their pens or their quills, if you will, when they wrote that name Jehovah, they discarded it and didn't use it anymore because it had recorded the holy name of God. And I'm afraid that in the world and the culture that we live in today, that we sometimes are guilty of not giving God's name the reverence that it so greatly deserves. Something that I have to work on, we all do. Holy, hallowed be thy name. The fifth sermon was on the kingdom come. We talked about this fact. I want to bring to your attention this morning. We are building the kingdom of God one life at a time while we're here on this earth. It's all about building and sharing. One life at a time. That's how we build the kingdom of God here. Then the sixth one was, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I want you to know this morning, friend, that God's will is done to the letter in heaven. There are no dissenters. It is followed to the T. And that should be our will and our desire, that God's will be done here in earth just like it is in heaven. The seventh one, give us this day our daily bread. That was one of the ones I think sometimes that hits me the hardest, because I've always been taught to work hard and you pay for what you get. But the Bible plainly tells us that we get what we get from God. He gives us what we need.
Amen.
Depend on God to furnish your daily needs. The eighth sermon was Forgive Us Our Debts as We Forgive Our Debtors. In that sermon, we explored this thought. If you're unwilling to forgive others when they wrong you, do you think God's going to forgive you? It ain't got nothing to do with your salvation, friend. You're saved, you're saved. But don't hold grudges against your fellow man. Life's too short to go around being mad at somebody about something that really don't matter a whole lot anyway. Then last week we talked about lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God cannot tempt you to sin, because he can't be tempted by sin. So temptation then comes from Satan, no doubt, and from our sin nature. But this part of the prayer, lead us not into temptation, I believe, and I said this last week, that it really is asking God to steer us away from the places that puts us in a position to be tempted. But if we find ourselves there, then to deliver us from that, give our feet wings. Run. Sometimes you need to run if you're found in a place of temptation. Which brings us to today. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you'll think with me for just a moment about our journey through this model prayer, you will see that through it all, everything that we're taught to pray for and the manner that we're taught to pray for it is all in the control of God. And the only thing that we're in control of is our attitude and our intent. He gives us everything we need. And oh, by the way, he gives us much of what we want when we follow his direction. You see, sometimes I'm afraid that if we're not careful, we get the cart before the horse. And remember what we started off with? No matter how much I study, read and learn, if I don't apply it, it's useless. God's Word, the Holy Bible, is full of directions for us to be the best me I can be while walking through this life. When I become the best me I can be, I won't ask for things from God that's outside of his will. When I'm following God closely, when I'm reading and studying, and when I am desiring to please God, I'm not asking for things that's contrary to his will and his purpose and his direction in this life. It will grant all things that we're taught to pray for when we stay in the will of God. One thing I think I need to bring out at this point. We pray and ask God for all these things. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and you can tell God anything and you can bring anything to God. It doesn't matter where you're at in your life, what you're going through, what you've been through in your past. God can take care of it when we bring it to him. We pray and ask God all these things, all these many things. But the question this morning is, do you pray with confidence, knowing that God can grant your petition? Or do you pray thinking maybe he can or maybe he will? Are you confident in your prayer? If we pray with doubt in our heart about God's ability to grant us our petition or his desire to give us what we need, I'm afraid that we're not praying in the right attitude. Know this, my friend, when you pray to God, he has the ability to do anything. Pray with conviction. knowing that God can grant your petition, your desire. Well, preacher, some might say I've been praying for, excuse me, something for years, and he hasn't given it to me yet. We don't always know God's purpose or how answering your prayer in the way that you want it answered might affect someone else. But God knows the big picture. God knows everything. So if you're not getting what you ask, maybe God knows you don't need it. Why do I not have more money than I have? Probably because God can't trust me with it. I don't pray for it. And God gives me more than I need. Why should I want more? But you see, God can do whatever he will, but he does what he does for his honor and glory and for our benefit. When you walk with God daily, and when you talk with him consistently, you see, the Bible tells us to take up our cross daily and follow Jesus. And it also says to pray without ceasing. And when you do those two things, you will find that you won't ask God for things that will take you out of his will. You won't ask for things that might keep you out of church, keep you from your prayer life, keep you from witnessing, keep you from being the best you can be. If you're in God's will and you're praying and talking to him consistently, you'll ask for the right things because your heart's in the right place. You won't ask for things that adversely affect others. You'll ask for things that help and uplift others. You'll ask for things that benefit others instead of self. You see, what I've found in my life, some of these lessons are hard learned. Some of them I still struggle with, like maybe some of you. But many of the things that I've asked for over the years and in the past really weren't worth having in the first place. I've come to know that. But preacher, I need, you can fill in the blank. What do you need? Go back and see if it fits in God's plan for your life. Are you asking God for things that don't fit his plan? Well, I've been giving them a bad time around my house about needing a new trolling motor for my boat. Do I really? No, the one I got works perfectly fine. It's not as good as the one I want, but it's okay because I don't need it. You see, that might be because of my broken neater meter. We need to understand what we need and what we want are two different things. Maybe what I really need is another opportunity to witness to my brother and sister who's not in church, or our child who knows that they should be here because that's the way they were raised and they're not here. You see, those things are a lot more important than our trolling motor on our boat and a new car and all that stuff. We pray for many things we don't need, and I'm afraid we fail to pray for many things that we do need because we might be just a little bit afraid God will give it to us and that will cause us to have to get up off of our backside and actually do something. Have you prayed lately, God, what would you have me do? Or maybe you've walked by something that needs done thinking, well, the preacher, the deacon, or the song leader, or whoever needs to do whatever. Let me tell you something, friend. If you've walked by it and God's convicted you to need it done, you might ought to just do it. You see, sometimes I think we forget to ask God to give us the things that really bless us, because the true blessings in life come from serving God and serving others. Think with me for just a minute. I want to bring this thought into your mind. I noticed they didn't change the clock up there. That's so that I don't think I'm late. I'm not late. I'm just done when I'm done. Think about this for a minute. Nothing you own belongs to you. Oh, but wait a minute, preacher. I worked hard. I paid for that with my own money. I have one simple question. Are you taking it with you when you die? Can it be placed in your coffin? Can it be beamed to heaven? Can it be put in safe storage for when you come back with Jesus? Well, the answer to all that's no. And so here's the answer to the question. Then it don't belong to you. God just loans us the things that we have. But here's something we need to remember. He expects us to use what he gives us or loans us or puts in our possession for this short period of time wisely and for his honor and glory, not for ourselves. God just loans it to us. So we get down to the last little phrase in the Lord's Prayer, for thine is the kingdom. You see, all of this that we've learned through this series to pray for and pray about belongs to God. It is his. Thine is the kingdom. We're working, building the kingdom of God. But let me tell you something, friend. The kingdom of God don't belong to you and me. It is his. So when we work and when we witness and when we come to church and when we serve and when we give our tithes and offerings, we're not doing anything other than honoring and glorifying God through our service. It's all his anyway. All belongs to him. And the power. You see, God has all the power. How you know that, preacher? I'm going to tell you something, friend. He spoke all this that we have, that we know, that we see, that we touch, that we feel into existence. It's his to do with as he pleases. He has the power. And only God has the power. You can't make yourself taller or shorter without cutting your legs off. You can't. You fill in the blank. We can't do anything that's meaningful without God. He's the one that has the power. You see, sometimes I think, and I've been asked many times, well, does it bother you to preach? No, it don't, because it's not me, it's God. God has the power. I think sometimes we need to be reminded that if God's laying on your heart to do something, maybe he's saying a special, maybe he's calling you to preach. I don't know what God's laying on your heart. Maybe he wants you to teach a class. Maybe he just wants you to be the best you can be. The power to accomplish anything that God calls you to lies within him. And when we pray for his will to be done in our life, knowing that it will, he grants us the power to accomplish what he would have us to. Listen, friend, God never called you, asked you, put anything in your path that he wanted you to do that he hasn't given you the ability and the power to do when you trust him. He has the power. If you remember the Great Commission over there in Matthew 28, Jesus said, all power is given to me under in heaven and in earth. God gave him the power. He's in control. And when I say Jesus has all the power, I mean God has it because he is God. You see, he has the power. And it's not me. And the glory. But look at me, brother, what I've done. Remember, God gave you the ability to do what you did. Linda Gale plays the piano beautifully, as many others do. I want you to know something, friend. That is a God-given talent. Oh, I know she had to work and study and all that stuff. I know that, but she has a talent that I don't have. God gave it to her, and I know her. she gives God the glory for it. Jean as well. Many of you that have those kind of abilities, y'all give God the glory because it belongs to Him. You see, we're here this morning to worship and serve and honor God. To God be the glory forever. Amen. Forever. That means without end. You see, this model prayer teaches us how to pray, and it also tells us that everything we ask for or think we have belongs to God in the first place. One thing that I believe that comes from understanding what I just said was it teaches us humility. Because God blesses the humble. Because the humble understand that we're nothing without God. This prayer is such a beautiful picture of that. It's all His. It's all in His power. It's all for His purpose. Everything that we do. And He deserves it all. Not me. I'm a broken, cracked, flawed vessel. God's perfect, pure, holy. He deserves our praise. He deserves all the glory. In Jude chapter 1, verse 24. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. If we get a reward when Jesus comes back, it's because He gives it to us. When Jesus comes back, this world is going to see that what I'm saying right now truly is the truth. To God be the glory. Your eternal destination is totally in the hands of God. When He sent Jesus Christ to die on that cross, He gave us the greatest gift ever. The question I have for you right at this moment is, are we praying correctly? Are we? We have the blueprint. We've been through it verse by verse, word by word. It is the model prayer. We have the blueprint to become a true prayer warrior. When we pray in God's will and for His honor and glory, He will bless us. He will bless us beyond our wildest imagination. But see, true blessings don't come from having a fat bank account. True blessings come from having a full heart. Full of love, full of joy. Friend, when you give it all to God, and when you pray for His honor and glory, that's what He will give you. Peace, contentment. No matter what situation you find yourself in, God will grant you that when you come to Him in the proper manner. This all belongs to God. We're not taking any of it with us. Let's use it to the best of our ability while we're here. I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God for giving me the blessings that He's given me, placing me here. I have to ask myself pretty often when I'm praying, am I praying effectively? You see, I pray for the lost, I pray for the homeless, I pray for our nation, I pray for you by name. But when I pray, I want to be effective in my prayers, and that means getting my heart right with God first. Are you an effective prayer warrior? Well, I've prayed if there's any lost here this morning that you would accept Jesus Christ before it's eternally too late. And I've prayed that if you're here this morning and you've got something that's in your life hindering you from serving God the way that He would have you to, that He would remove it, whatever it is. so that you might truly be in His will and for His purpose. I want you to know something, friend. God can do anything.
Amen.
So if there's an obstacle in your life, God can remove it or teach you to deal with it. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, God has furnished the way. The Bible tells us, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, it's a guarantee from God that if you'll trust and believe in Jesus Christ and ask Him to save your soul, He will change your life forever. Change your life forever. Listen to me, friend, when you pray and you pray consistently and constantly and properly, that also will change your life forever. Because it teaches us that we are to put other people and God's will before ourselves. Oh, but preacher, well, listen to me, friend. Truly, truly, this life is not all about you. It's all about God.
Amen.
The series has been a wonderful series. I've enjoyed it. I'm going to miss it, but I've learned a lot. I always do. I always preach to myself more than I do anyone else. Here's what I know. When I pray effectively, God will bless me in ways that I can't even imagine. So when we as a church pray together for those that are sick, there's power in that prayer. But you see, we know that Jesus was in the business of healing people and that He healed and He even brought some back to life. And when He walked this earth, He still has that same power. And we pray for healing, and I believe in healing. Sometimes He heals people just because, and sometimes He uses doctors and caregivers to heal them, and sometimes He don't, so that others might be healed by their witness, for whatever reason, for whatever purpose. But I think sometimes that we don't always apply the same amount of faith and confidence in our prayers for the lost. Well, you know, I've witnessed to that old boy or girl or whatever so many times, and they just keep rejecting me. Don't give up on God, friend. I've seen people that were saved way up in their 80s that had been witnessed to hundreds of times. I've seen people reject God as well. Don't be one of those. But you see, the power comes from God. And if you know someone, maybe friend or family, whatever, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior or is not living a life that's pleasing to Him, is out of fellowship, pray with conviction and confidence that God can change their life. He's still in the business of saving souls. And that, my friend, truly is complete healing from the penalties of sin. I want to ask you this morning to examine your heart and ask yourself this question. Am I an effective prayer warrior? And if you can answer that yes, God bless you. But you as well can still do more. But if the answer to that is no, there's still hope for you, because God has the power. All we have to do is be the willing participant. So this morning, if you got someone on your heart that needs prayed for, friend, you can pray for yourself as well. I do all the time. I need all the help I can get. Come down to the altar. Pray for them. I can't think of a better place. You see, we're all praying with you when you come down here. Well, preacher, you don't know what I'm praying for. No, but God does. God does. And we'll be praying with you. If you got something you need to get rid of, bring it right here. If you need Jesus Christ, come forth this morning. Let me introduce you to my Savior. He's the greatest thing that will ever happen to you in this life or the life upcoming. forever. I'll ask you to please stand with me for a word of prayer. Father, as we come to you at this time, thankful for the opportunity to be in your house. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for Jesus Christ, who's our intercessor, that's sitting on your right hand in power, and that brings the petitions of me, just a lowly human, sinful creature, to the very throne where the throne of power is, Lord, that my prayers might be answered. Lord, I pray if there's any here this morning that are burdened in cares and troubles of life, that they, Lord, would just bring that to the throne of grace and pray, Lord, and that you would answer their prayer. If there's any lost, Lord, that's hearing this message here in the congregation or maybe via the internet, Lord, that you would convict their hearts that they might know they need to receive Jesus before it's eternally too late. Lord, heal these broken bodies. Save us from our sinful nature. We give you all the praise and the glory because the power is all yours. We thank you for Jesus and what he did for us on the cross. This great gift that you've given us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Page 183.